Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. Just before the break, the brother asked a question and he said that this dua, Bismillah, Allahumma jannibni shaytan wa jannibni shaytana ma razaqtana. Is it to be said in Arabic or can we say it in any other language? The dua are divided into two types. Duas that we are taught and told to say it as it is, then it has to be said in Arabic. For example, in Salat, when someone makes ruku', he says, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim wa bihamdi. Or in sujood, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la wa bihamdi. And he may add few things. Tashahud, At-tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibat. We have to say this all in Arabic because this is how it was prescribed. But the Prophet tells us, alayhi salatu wasalam, that when you are in the sujood position, choose whatever you wish of dua, because you are as closest as possible to Allah, and Allah would answer your dua. So now, this is not mandatory. I want to make dua. Can I make it in English? Can I make it in French? Scholars say, if you know how to ask Allah in Arabic, you must ask him in Arabic. For example, I want Allah Azza wa Jal to guide my offspring. And I know that in Arabic it is Allahumma hdi abna'i. So I have to say it in Arabic. But if someone does not know Arabic and he's unable to say it in Arabic, he doesn't know, and he wants Allah to pay off his debts, and he doesn't know how to say that in Arabic, in this case, it is permissible for him to ask Allah to pay off his debts in English or in any other language. Now, this dua has been prescribed as it is. It is like adhkar at the morning and the evening. When you say, Allahumma ajirni minan nar, this is in Arabic, the Prophet told us. Do I say, oh Allah, protect me from fire? Oh Allah, protect me from fire? Do I say, for example, أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق, three times in the morning and the evening? Do I say it in English? No. This was taught to us in Arabic. We have to say it in Arabic. And the dua was taught to us in Arabic and we have to stick with it in Arabic.
Assalamu alaikum.
Salam.
Is celebrating or rather giving presents on the anniversary or birthdays allowed or haram?
The question is, is giving presents to my wife on our anniversary forbidden or acceptable? We look at the guidelines. Now, you want to give your wife a present. What's the ruling on that? Halal. Giving her a present today, giving her a present tomorrow, after a year, after 3 months, it's halal. But when we come to the issue of Eid, and when we come to the issue of celebrating something every year, what's the ruling on that? We ask, where did we get this anniversary stuff from? From Abu Bakr, or from Abdullah ibn Abbas, or from Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, or from Abu Hanifa, or from Tom, Dick, or Harry? We got it from Tom, Dick, or Harry. We got it from the Kafir. Therefore, Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam said, whoever imitates a people, a nation, a group of people, he is among them. He's considered to be among them. And therefore, we are not allowed, we're not permitted to imitate the kuffar. And not only that, by the way, what's the meaning of Eid? Eid in Arabic is anything that comes on and on again, whether it is time-bound, every month, every year, or location-bound, meaning that you go to that place every now and then. And that is why the Prophet said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, لا تتخذوا قبري عيدا. Do not take my grave as a frequent visited place. You always go to my grave. No. Because people would do shirk. Once you go just to visit, second time, 10 time, 100 time, then you say, oh, Prophet of Allah, do this and that for me. This is shirk. And it can be time-bound. So when we have an anniversary, when we have birthdays, all of these are time-bound and they come on and on again, celebrating them would become an innovation and part of imitating the kuffar. A man came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and he said, O Prophet of Allah, I have pledged, I took an oath to slaughter a camel as a sacrifice in a place called Buwana, a location. So the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, is there an idol to be worshipped? And the man says, no. So the Prophet said, do the mushrik have a'id, yani meaning do they have a celebration or a place that they visit usually there? And the man said, no. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, fulfill your oath. So anything that comes back again, this is not permissible for a Muslim to celebrate it. You have 360 days. Only this day you choose to give her a gift? No. Give her a gift a month later, a week later, but not to mark and commemorate this as an anniversary, because this is part of the celebration of the kuffar, and Allah knows best.
Can you explain the concept of khula?
Okay, the concept of khula. Separation between the spouses can happen either through divorce or through what is known as khula', or to be enforced by the judge. Divorce is known. A man does not want his wife, he divorces her. Separation by the judge happens when a woman files a case against her husband, whether he doesn't pray, he's a kafir, and the man admits that he doesn't pray, or because he abuses or consumes drugs and alcohol, or for him being vicious and abusing her and torturing her and hitting her every day and night. So the judge looks into their case and says he's not worthy, and he separates them by force. Khul' is a concept where a woman does not want a man, does not want her husband. Divorce me, he says, I will not divorce you. So she does not want him because of any other reason that she may have. Maybe she doesn't like his smell. Some sisters come and say, I cannot stay with my husband. He smells. He doesn't shower. He is not clean. He's not hygiene. Seriously. And sometimes this is known. You go into the masjid and say, Allahu Akbar, and then you faint because of the brother did not shower for 6 months maybe. And he's Muslim. What are you doing? You have to be clean. You have to smell nice. A Muslim always smells nice. And that is why people eating garlic and onions are forbidden from entering masjid. You get someone next to you, غير المغضوب عليهم والضالين, he says, Ameen. And everybody in the masjid is on the floor, protecting themselves from the smell that comes from his mouth. This is haram. So she has legitimate reasons. I can't live with my husband. I don't have any reason religiously. And he prays, he fasts, but I don't love him. He smells, he's rude. We have no chemistry. And he refuses to divorce her. What to do? In this case, she may pay him compensation to free herself. And this is the concept of khul'. So if she agrees with him and says, listen, I want 2,000 rupees from you or 5,000 euros, my mahar, my dowry, which you agreed upon and you did not give it to me. So give me my divorce and the money is yours. Don't give it to me. And the man says, okay, this is good. So I don't have any debts. If he agrees, then she has separated herself and bought herself from him. In short, this is the concept of khul'. And there is a hadith supporting it. We will come, inshallah, to discuss it later on. Yes, sir.
Yeah, the hadith is very popular among the people that they say that whenever invoke talaq, whenever somebody invokes or tells talaq, the arsh of Allah shakes. So it is a sahih hadith, daif?
No, this is not an authentic hadith. This is not a sahih hadith. Talaq can be forbidden and it can be mandatory, depending on the situation. If there is harm on the two and he's not divorcing, there's no legitimate reason for keeping such a marriage. He's harming her and she's harming him, then divorce becomes mandatory and highly recommended. Which brings us to the ruling on the three divorce that was mentioned previously. What's the ruling on if someone divorces his wife thrice or three times at the same time? Some of the brothers are nicknamed as Kalashnikov, AK-47. Why? Because it says talak, 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 talak. It's like a machine gun. And this is haram. You are not allowed to play with divorce. Divorce is three times. So what is the ruling if a person says to his wife, you're divorced, 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 five times. Three for Islam, two extra from my side. I just don't want to see you anymore. This is haram. How many times does divorce take place? Only one. So whether he says you are divorced three times or he explains it, divorced, divorced, divorced. Oh, I divorce you, I divorce you, I divorce you. This only takes place one time. And this was the ruling at the time of the Prophet ﷺ. It was also the ruling at the time of Abu Bakr, may Allah be pleased with him, and at the time of Umar, a portion of his life. But then when people started taking it easy and using it excessively, he implemented that whoever, as a warning, whoever says to his wife, you're divorced three times, I will make this final divorce irrevocable as a punishment. And the majority of scholars consider this to take place following Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, that if a man divorces his wife thrice at the same time, the divorce takes place three times irrevocable. Yet scholars such as Ibn al-Qayyim, Ibn Taymiyyah, and scholars who look for the most authentic opinion, such as Ibn Uthaymeen, Ibn Baz, may Allah have mercy on them all, they say that it takes place only as one divorce. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect us from divorce and what leads to it. This is all the time we have until we meet next time. Fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.